Flag is being burned and it's allowed, it's excused and it's protected. War memorials are being vandalised, defaced with messages calling for death to Australians. And we are the ones that are warned that there'll be backlash for us if we defend it and we'll be punished.
Police will have extra powers across five declared public precincts and will be out in force at the March for Australia rally at Glenelg.
Threatening posters are put up in our cities, in our streets, where we walk with our children. And the response? Silence, denial. They pretend it didn't happen. Yet we're told that we have a problem, that we need to calm the fuck down.
Tolerance in relation to any antisocial behaviour. People are going to come along and act like idiots and cause disruption to those people. We'll certainly take swift actions.
And that we need to be sorry. While protesters are encouraged to keep pushing, provoking and escalating, like poking a bear, and then they act shocked when this bear fucking growls. And what does the government do? What does the media do? They defend it, they excuse it, they amplify it, they fund it, they protect it, they apologise it, and they force us to apologise for it. Australia, enough's enough, fucking enough. Then they turn to Australians and tell us to behave, to accept punishment quietly, to believe that we're wrong for noticing what the fuck is happening around us. Anti-Australia Day marches are protected and promoted and celebrated, but Australians who stand proudly for their country are treated like we're a fucking threat. It's not free speech, it's fucking control. Any honest and intelligent person can see it. Australians are being blamed, silenced and restrained for doing nothing more than existing and refusing to bow down. If intimidation is wrong, it's wrong for everybody. You don't get to choose which Australians deserve protection. This country was built on sacrifice, work, migration and service, not shame. Australians are not hateful for refusing to apologise for being here. You can shame the people and you can silence our debate, but you won't break our country and you won't break our spirits. Australians won't kneel if we're going to be pushed. We'll stand and we're watching. We're noticing who is being protected. We are noticing who is being dismissed. And we are noticing who is being shamed. And silence doesn't mean compliance. It means judgment. Don't mistake our patience for weakness. Don't mistake our silence for agreement. That mistake will have consequences. Australians don't need your permission. We'll remember what you've done to us, and we will not forget.